A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuftes, Psachim 109, pagination page 217. We will start from the facing page. So we're on Kuf Chesamid Beis 108b, pagination 216. Four lines from the bottom, at the end of the line, Tafresh, Tana Rabbanan, we learnt. Hakol Chayovim Ba'arba Kosos Halolu. Everybody is obligated to do the four cups of wine or grape juice on the night of the Seder. Echad anashim, whether they be men. Ve'echad nashim, whether they be women. Ve'echad tinokos, whether they be children. That's the original statement. So, men, naturally, there's an obligation, there's a mitzvah. On the topic of women, it requires a little bit of logic, because sometimes we find that there's a mitzvah sase shahazman groma, a positive command which is time-oriented, and the women are potter from such a mitzvah. Examples are tefillin, which is not a mitzvah on Shabbos, and therefore it's a time-oriented mitzvah, and therefore women are potter, pteros. Tzitzis is not a mitzvah at night, whether it's night type garments, but it's a night-oriented ptur, and therefore they're not obligated in the mitzvah of tzitzis even by day. If it's a mitzvah saseh shehazman gerama, a easier example is sukkah, where women do not have to eat in the sukkah because it's positive commandment, time-oriented. We know that the reason women are obligated in Shabbos, for example, requires paying attention. Shomar v'zachar b'dibur echad, because the positive and negative commandments of Shabbos, the positive things to do and the prohibitions are linked. And therefore, women are obligated even in the positive commandments of Shabbos, such as Kiddush. Question is, why are they obligated in the mitzvah of Pesach, for example? Likewise, same discussion by Chanukah and Purim, why are women obligated? And the answer is, Sha'af hein hayu ba'oso hanes, it shows up on the top of this Amud, the very first words on the page in the Gemara, because they were also included in the miracle. There are two major ways to understand this. One way is they also were included in the miracle. They needed the redemption. They were also affected. Haman wanted to destroy all the Jews, men, women, and children. Chanukah, they were also affected by the control of the Syrian Greeks. And Pesach, they were also affected. Another approach, which is far more bold, is not just they were also included in the problem that required the Nes, but that they also contributed in a big way towards the miracle of the redemption. Purim, Esther, she's a major player. Chanukah, we attribute to the story of Yehudis, in which she challenged the Syrian Greeks. And Pesach, we're told, b'schar nashim tzidkaniyos, in the merit of the righteous women who had faith, etc., we were redeemed. So women are also obligated in the mitzvah of the four cups. Now the last statement, though, ve'echad tinokos, and children as well, requires discussion. Omer Rav Yehuda, the Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda said, v'chimato alas yesh li tinokos b'yayin, what's the point of giving a child wine? It's not going to help anything. You have to know what he wanted to be helped by, but he says that's not what's going to do it. Ela machalkin lohen kolayos ve'egozim, onto today's daf, you distribute nuts, they were considered treats, or specially roasted things that were tasty, the equivalent of candies in our culture. Be'erev Pesach kedei shelo yishnu v'yishalu, so you give it to them on Pesach Eve so that they don't go to sleep, in order that they should ask. Amru Alava Rabbi Akiva. They say indeed about Rabbi Akiva, and the star on the side said it's Rabbi Tarfon that they're saying the story about. But one of the great rabbis, Hayimachalik Kolayus Ve'egozon Litinokos Be'erev Pesach, Kedesh Elo Yishnu Ve'yishalu, he had this practice, and in fact, this practice became widespread. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Chot V'matzas B'leilei Pesachim B'shvil Tinokos Shelo Yishanu, the expression is, we grab the matzos from one another so that the children don't fall asleep. Question is, what exactly this refers to? And some say it's that we set the table and then we unset it. We start clearing the table as if we're done, causing the children to say, what kind of funny night is this? Are we serving the meal? Are we not serving the meal? And as a result, you can get the children into dialogue to ask the questions that you need to be asked. Is that the only thing you notice different about tonight? In order that you can explain, Avodim Hayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim, that we were slaves to Paro Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out, and that's what we are commemorating. Now, the fundamental point over here is that we want the children to, in fact, ask. And that's the function of the Manishtana. Chazal understood that a child will receive the communication best if it's prompted by his own question. A little bit like, when you're ready, I will tell you. And we're trying to get the child ready so that something bothers them, and then you are solving something that's on their mind. A little bit like in marketing, you never want to have to sell somebody a product that you first have to convince them that they need. Instead, take a need that they have, and you're looking to convince them that your product will fill their existing need. Now, obviously, that can be done in a very unethical way, where some advertising companies know what troubles a certain age bracket and will convince them, for example, that if you bank with us, that's showing love to your children, with a beautiful picture of a father with children, beautiful meadow. That's marketing. And at points it can actually border on not ethical. But over here, we're trying to use that basic psychological concept that if I'm filling a need that you have, then you're more receptive. And we want the child to be asking, and to that question, we can respond. Let's go back to that statement of Echad Tinokos, children as well. And now we actually see that something's emerging over here. In Shulchan Aruch, for example, Simen Tafayin Beis, Sif Tes Vav, the Mechaber writes that Tinoko Shehigiyu Lechinuch, if a child reached Chinuch age, education age, whatever age exactly, let's say the age of 6 for argument's sake, where the child starts being receptive to chinuch, we certainly practice this even younger than that. Mitzvah liten l'cholechad koso l'fanav, you give the child his own cup of wine, but the reasoning is chinuch. And perhaps when we originally read the Braisa, we felt men, women, and children for purposes of chinuch. But Omer Rav Yehuda said, you want to talk chinuch, this is not the place. There's a concept of chinuch. Chinuch is that anything that men and women are obligated, you're going to do chinuch when, for your children. When you say echad tinokos, you're telling me even younger children, tinokos, little children, are supposed to get a cup of wine. Why? Omer Rav Yehuda objected and he said, what does a child gain by having a cup of wine? What do we gain? What does anyone gain? That's not the language that's going to address the children. If you're chinuch age, of course, do chinuch. I didn't have to tell you that. You're telling me there's a new thing to give children on Pesach night. So he says, you're giving them the wrong thing. Wine is not going to do the trick. What you want to give them is the equivalent of candies in order that they should ask questions. There's a beautiful Mishneh Brura at the very end of that siman, Tafayin Beis. Mishneh Brura writes, "De ikir ha-mitzvah yatshuva al she'elas b'no." The main mitzvah is to respond to the child's question. And the Mishneh Brura writes, "V'lo kamo she'osim eza hamon," and not as some people do, that as soon as the child finishes manishtana, they put the child to sleep. That's not the point. The point was the child should ask manishtana, he should ask what's unique about this night, and you should have the opportunity to respond with the message of Avodim Hayinu, we were once slaves. And Hashem redeemed us, and that's the function of the Pesach Seder. So again, going back to the statement, men, women, are obligated. Children, like the Mechaber says, certainly from purposes of chinuch, you'll give them a cup at whatever age makes sense that it starts chinuch. But besides that, we're being taught that tinokos should also get something, and that something is treats of some sort and unusual behaviors at the Pesach Seder, like unsetting the table, or like we do, karpas. We serve and then make it as if the meal is over. And we do yachatz. We make it like we're going to break bread, and we put the food away. And all of this functions for this purpose, to set the tone of a question-answer experience. Yeshikoach, have a great day.